We're back on with Kyle Eastman, the new owner of Hog Heaven Guide Service on Little Beta Knock. And Kyle, I appreciate you giving us a little more time today.
Yep, no problem.
So we talked about the perch fishing in depth and about the ice conditions as well. One thing I did want to ask you, should I assume that you need creepers right now? Is the ice glare out there after this warm weather?
Yeah, I'd definitely be wearing creepers.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Definitely,
so.
Especially get a little water on top and it really makes it slippery.
So there you go. Get some creepers if you're going to head out there on Little Beta Knock this weekend. Let's move now to the walleye fishing, which I got to tell you, man, I have not got a lot of walleye reports from anywhere, but the one place I have gotten a few is the upper part of the bay. It sounds like they're getting walleye in fairly deep water right now. Is that what you're hearing and seeing?
Yep, off the break over by Vagabond Campground. 25, 32 feet of water. Mostly jigging wraps and the buckshot lures and tip-ups.
Now, are they putting any bait at all on those lures when they're jigging them?
It's a personal preference. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It all depends on what they really like. You kind of tell when you're watching them on your graph if they're going to hit or not. For the jigging wraps, I like the blue glow, green glow, and parrot. For the moonshine lures, the purple zit and the atomic trout.
Wow. The old shiver minnows, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, sir.
All right. Atomic trout and purple zit for a shiver minnow. What size would you start with on those?
Number ones, threes. For the jigging wraps, number fives and number sevens.
So pretty big then.
Yep.
All right. Well, what about the tip-up fishing for pike in your area? I'm hearing pike reports from everywhere on Little Beta Knock, to tell you the truth, from 2 feet of water all the way out to 30 feet of water.
Yep, there's a ton of pike in our bay this year. That started right this spring, and they're still there in the winter, so they're everywhere. Tip-ups with big sucker minnows.
All right. And do you use a certain type of treble hook on there?
I just run just the number 8 Gamagatsu treble hook, usually a 20-pound fluorocarbon leader.
There you go. That's the detail I was looking for right there. That'll help folks catch some fish. 20-pound fluorocarbon leader on it will help help keep the line out of sight anyway. Anything else you want to pass along to us at this point that you can tell us that's going on Little Beta Knock or with your business that we might be interested to hear about?
Yeah, I'll be running the full service this year, the guide service and also shack rentals. Got 3 sleeper shacks that could be rented, then 2 5x8s and a 6x10. They'll be scattered all over the bay, wherever the bite's at. Goes from full-day trips to overnight trips. Then also, once ice starts getting better down south and we start taking guys out in the portables and head down south in search of the big ones.
There you go. Well, let's just say that a girlfriend or a wife is listening right now, and she's thinking, well, maybe I'll get this for my significant other for a Christmas present. How comfortable are those shacks, first of all, for somebody that's not really an ice fisherman, so to speak?
They're very, very comfortable, very warm, just like a mini house out on the lake. Yeah, and if you have a group of people, we do discounts for group prices for all day or overnight.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of options, and it sounds like a cool Christmas present if somebody is looking for something last minute here. Give them your phone number again and where they can find more information.
906-399-9525. Kyle Eastman, Hog Heaven Guide Service.
399-9525. Give Kyle a call if you're looking for that tough-to-find Christmas present. Get your significant other out on Little Beta Knock, do a little ice fishing with some sleeper shacks or trips. So, Kyle, I really appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you on the regular now, man.
Sounds good.
This is The Outdoor Show.